Snoyach the Migdal Bovel. So in the pasuk by Migdal Bovel, the pasuk says like this. Vayikol aretz safa echad udvorim achodim, vayibe nosa mikene vemitzubika beret shinar v'yeshvasham, they found the land, vayom rishel reyu hava nilben alevenim, v'nisref alisreifa, v'tiem leven leoven, okay, vayom ruhava nivne lanu yir, migda v'rshev ha-shamayim, v'nosa lanu shem, v'yered ha-shem lirus sa-yir, vayom ha-shem hem ha-em echad v'sova-achad l'chulam, they have one nation in one language, that's what gave him the ability to do that. So the apostle Boshem Shad says, and it will not stop them. It will be unstoppable because they are meechas, they are unstoppable. I can't stop them. So Harva, Navla, Nerda, Vinovla, some swasam, and let's go there and confuse their language. So that's the idea. So says the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar, the Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Minash Kodesh Baruch Hu. ויורד הקדוש ברוך הוא ושיבי מלוכים עשויים כיסא כבודוי ובלבלס לשונים הקדוש ברוך הוא confused their language לשיבים גויים ולשיבים לשונוי. He created 70 nations in 70 languages. And בפירוש he created, and that's why the פסוק says בהנחל אליון גויים ואפרידוי בני אדם. And the פסוק says in פרשת האזינו, when did he create and divide them into 70 nations? By מגדל בבל. The question is, one second, the Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to stop them from building it. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, may confuse the languages. In other words, they should not be able to talk to each other. Why do you have to divide them into 70 nations? And here's the beginning. Soivim kisek voidoi. Bianchel el yun goyim, leshivim reshoines. So the Bais God explains, shivim chalokim, shivim loshen, and the 70 nations. So why do you need to divide them into 70 nations? That's the first question. Now, the second issue is the following. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu divided them into, here it says also divided them into Shivim Lashonis. Shivim Lashonis, not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu just confused them that they couldn't talk, he made them into Shivim Lashonis. And the Shivim Lashonis is Machloik, is the Rambam and Ravid in Ilchos Krishma. And the Machloik is the Rambam and the Ravid in Ilchos Krishma is due when you read Krishma Becholoshon. Do you have to be medactic b'seiseya like you're medactic in Hebrew? So the Rambam says you have to. And the Ravid argues and says, no, it's a pirush. Who cares about it? So what's the poshup shata machlokes between them? Is that the Rambam sheita is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu divided him into shivim l'shoines. He gave him l'shoines. And each loshen has a chashivus of its own. So you have to be medactic like everything else. If you're not medactic, it doesn't help. And that's why the Rambam, the Choyra, is the Shitosa, and you see what the Torah Sanozer says. He goes into Kol Kinui Nizirus, and the Nizirus Kinuim, we know that that's Loshon Ha'amim. So as the Rambam says, Ketzad Bekoimu Shalogim Shebeshanim Esadibur. This Kinuim, is that they speak in a different language, is a language of a country which changes, and this creates a dialect of Loshon HaKodesh. They create dialects. And on those, the Chiddush is that's why Nozir, Noziach, Poziach are distortions, are dialects of Loshon HaKodesh. So that is the idea of Loshon Amim, that you have these issues, that you have to do it. But as Rambam says, the Davka Boisim from the Rambam here is Mashma, that the only time that those Noziach, Poziach work is in the place where they speak the language. Right? If you use the Loshon Aziach Paziach, which is Loshon Amim, but you rule in a different country, that won't work. Because the Rambam says, Be'oisama mekoyim shalogim shemin shalim stibur. But Avudin Tura Sanozi in Perekal of Aloha Ches, he says like this, if you look at it, Loshon Rambam, by Nidorim is the same thing. Olchim achar lo kinui, vechen lo ashvua, ela kol kinui shvua keshvua, kegoin, she'oyu anshi mokom malogim, there was a place where people spoke a dialect, the Becholil HaMikom is Dafka B'mohar Mekinim. And the Biur Halacha says the following, the Biur Halacha in Irkut is Kibur 7 Samech Beis, all the times that you could read Loshon Ha'amim, any Krishma or anything else that you did Bechol Loshon Shatashomea, Zokter anything which is nema becholoshon, who davke imanshu es aminda medabrim kach. Only the place that you are going to, they speak that language. If you go to a different place that they don't speak that language, that's no good. Okay? Sokter. And the raya is, because it says a person uses the Loshon Kiddushin Harufosi in Yehuda is okay. Mashma davka, because in Yehuda they call Arusa Harufa. Mashma in other places, no. But says the Revutner, no. For the Rambam is Mashma davka, because those are dialects. If it's a dialect, it's not a language, then you need to do. But Shitas HaRambam is, if there is one of the Shivim Lashonos, they are a Loshon. Harai, you have to be medaktik. On those Lashonos, doesn't have to be in the same place. So the Loshon says like this: Ulehanalish mokum lomer de harufosi is bemuvan shlarusa in the Loshon logim. The reason why harufa only works in Yehuda is because it's not one of the Shivim Lashonos harufa. Is a distortion of Loshon HaKodesh. The distortions are only in that mokim, but the Loshon Ha'amim in any place because there's a chashivus of Loshon. So Shitas HaRambam is clear that Kodesh Baruch Hu not only divided him to Shivim. Umas, he divided into Shivim Lashonos. And the question is why? Because Boko just distorted it. He couldn't understand. It became like dialects, distortions of languages. Why did he have to create Shivim Lashon? That why today this Shivim Lashon has such a chashivus that you have to be medaktik? What's the purpose of doing it? So the question is why divide him into Shivim Umas and why divide him into Shivim Lashonos? And the next thing is the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin goes to explain my Bavel. What's the name Bavel? And the Gemara says Bavel is because Omar B'Yochanan is Blula B'Mikra B'Mishna Gemara. So the question is, what does the Gemara mean, my Bavel? Meaning Bavel, the Pasuk says, Kisham Bol Hashem Kol Aretz. Ela Mai, like I think Margolis Yem says, the Kasha is on Talmud Bavli. Why is it called Talmud Bavli? So the Gemara finds a different reason. Not because it was written in Babylonia, because Bavli means is Bolul mi Torah, mi Mikra, mi Mishnah, and all. First of all, what does he have to do the Shaychus to Bavel? That's a correct risk of the Talmud, not the Talmud Bavli. So the Gemara is saying that the Gemara is asking why the name of Bavel. So the Poshep Shad, the name of Bavel, Talmud Bavli, because it was written in Babylonia. But the Gemara says because Bavli, because Bolul Makol. If it's Bolol Me'akol, that's not the din in Bavel, it's a din in the Talmud. That's a question. And also, Lechoyra should have been Bolol, should not be Bavel. Ve'ken kor Hashem Bavel, ki sham Bolol Hashem Kol Aretz. Why Bolol Hashem Kol Aretz became Bavel? It should have been Bolol. And the question is even more. The Shulchan Aruch is passing this aloha. The Tosfos says, I'm sorry, the Gemara in Kiddushin says a person should be Mishal, the Gemara in Daf Chof Tes, a person has to be Mishal, Shlimud, Shlish, Mishnah, Shlish, Gemara, Shlish, Mikra. You have to divide your learning in three. So Tosfos says today that we don't do it because Talmud Bavli includes everything, includes Mishnah, Gemara, and Mishnah. And that's what it's saying. And the aloha is the Ramo quotes that in Shulchan Aruch, in the Talmud Torah. But the Rambam says Shchanorch if you be daik, and what's the mekor? Says the Gro, the mekor. Toisus, I'm sorry. Toisus says what's the mekor? The mekor is this Gemara in Daf Chof Gimel, in because by Bavel Shibula Mekol. Now, if you look at the Shchanorch, it's mashma the Talmud Bavli has this characteristic. Lechoyra, why not Talmud Yerushalmi? Yerushalmi is the same thing. Also brings Mishnah, brings Mikra, brings everything. So why Talmud Bavli Davka? And also Shulchan Aruch, the Ramo is mashma the Davka Talmud Bavli has this characteristic. What's the difference between this Yerushalmi? So that's the Shalmi. So the question is, why in Halacha Bichlal is such a thing that Talmud Bavli Davka has this characteristic that's Bolol Makol? The second question is, what does it have to do with Bavel? So the Lechoyra of Talmud. Why is that Dash with Bavel? And the Dashen, and why should be Bavel, should be Bolol? To answer all of these questions, we'll try to analyze what and how the Balatanya in Torah Or explains the Chet Dorah Paloga. First, it goes to explain the Chet Dorah Paloga. Why is the Chet Dorah Paloga such? The Kodesh Baruch Hu says that because the Sof Achas Ve'am Echod, I won't be able to stop them. Because Boko can't stop them. What does he have to do? And what's their kavona? So the Balatanya goes to explain the following. Says in Torah Or. The question is, we know that the Shem is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shem Kel is B'midas HaChesed, the Shem Elokim is B'midas HaGvura. And we know the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei is the Shem Ha'etzem, and that's the Shem of B'midas HaRachem and B'midas HaTiferes. So there is always Shemus, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everyone is different from, it's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the filter, in the prism of Chesed is Kel, in the prism of B'midas HaDin is Elokim. But it happens to be that in Tiferes is not a new Shem that shows HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that Midah, is the Shem HaEtzem. So he asks, why is the Shem HaEtzem on Midas HaTiferes? The Chore should have been also one of the Shem who is Shem HaNimchokim, but not the Shem HaEtzem. Okay? And that he calls to be even Mashakos of Arizal, Sheva Shem HaNimchokim, Shem Kel Becheses, Shem Elokim Begvura, Shem Havaye B'Tiferes. And the idea is that Lechoyre, if he goes to the Kelim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Meshane himself, why the Shem Etzem relates and continues without change through Midas HaRachem. So he goes to quote the Pasach Eliyahu. The Pasach Eliyahu goes to explain how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. And he says that you went ahead, At Apikas Aser Tikun Vekolon Ser Svirin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Moitz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created 10 channels to be Megala himself, Le'an Hoga, Be'olman, Stephen, to be Megala, to go ahead and to be Menayeg Do'olam. And they are called Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, V'chulei, V'chulei. Divi Tikrin, V'tikun Ado, Chesed, Re'emina, Gvura, Dura, Smola, Tiferes, Gufa, V'chulei, V'chulei. And then he goes and he says that Chochma, Moicha, the brain is connected. Chochma, Yom Machshava Milgav, Bina is connected. The Liba, Bechulei. And then at the end he says, "And Chokim." But however, you are a Chochem, the Loi Bechochma idea, not the Chochma that we can understand. And to Mevin, the Loi Bina idea, but you are Mevin, but not in something that we can understand. So then he asks, "One second, he just told you that HaKadosh Baruch Hu divided Chochma is Moicha, Bina is Liba." HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just divided into Aser Tikunim. Now he says, now you are Chochem Melo Bechochma Yediyah. Once again, you just told the Chochma is Moicha. What does that mean? So says the Baal HaTanya that that's the word. We know that the three worlds, according to the Arizal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created three dargos of Giluim. When he was Megale the Midus, Megale the Sefiros, he was Megale them in three. Basically, the three olam was meant in three levels. The first level is called in Chazal the olam ha'akudim. It's Loshon Okud. Okud is tied. Is that all the midas were created in a way that they were all together in potential, but between and tied to each other, they were undefined. They were in potential, connected, like the person when he's in his brain. He has chesed, he has gvura, but it's all entangled. So he created first the world of entanglement, which is akudim, that the whole thing is in potential, but was tied and bound together. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu separated them into each one, into no channel, in its own kli, and that's called the world of nekudim. There were dots, points, and each one is separate. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world that brings them back together, but not entanglement, but they create a quasi-entanglement that they now work in coordination, they work in partnership. They work and they talk and they relate to it, the world of correlations, of symmetries. And that's the world of Nikudim, of Brudim. Brudim are the bigger spots, that the little dots, they go and they work in tandem. That's the world of Partzufim. In the beginning, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates everything in potential. He separates them for us to reconnect them in a way that they are now reconnected, in a way that they are talking to each other, that they relate to each other. Which I always say, that's the Bria Soilam, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam and Zohar and Akiva together, that they were entangled, but they didn't relate to each other. They were entangled because they were two parts of him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu separated them, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu reunites them in a way they connect to each other, but in a relationship with each other. Those are called the partsufi. And that is the avoida. That's why the world of chesed and din, each one alone, doesn't represent HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you first a prototype, which is all the midas entangled together into one unity. And that unity, which is the Olam, what's called the Olam Akudim, is a Chochma velo b'chochma idea. We can't understand how they could be entangled together. We are the world that we definitely. But when we go ahead and we get all the midas to work together to create the Yichud, that connects to HaKadosh Baruch Hu above all the spheres. It connects to the world of the Akudim. And therefore that energy is so much greater. And therefore the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei is Midas HaRachamim. Chesed Shem Kel, Chesed alone doesn't represent HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chesed Gvur alone doesn't represent. But when they connect together, it represents the first Bria of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the world of entanglement, and therefore that's Yud Kei Vav Kei. So Yud Kei Vav Kei is only when everything works together, because that world of Yichud is the first Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we know Chochem V'loi B'Chochma Yediyah, and therefore we use the Shema Etzem. So the Balatanya, therefore Yichud, when you get things which are different working together, it's able to channel a huge energy, because that's the energy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu of the beginning of the Gilui of the world of entanglement. And that energy is so powerful that is unstoppable. So what the people in Migdal Bavel wanted to do? They wanted to seize the power of unity to be able to control the world. The Loshon Ha'ari, the Arizal, the Chaim Chaim writes, they wanted to create, to be able to use the power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even without deserving. They wanted to channel that spiritual energy. You know how you channel that spiritual energy? Is connecting to the unity, because the unity is able to connect to the world of the Akudim, which is the beginning of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the ultimate and the greatest Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the greatest power of the world. And therefore the Pasuk says, Hem Sof Achaz V'Amechot, they are in unity, I can't stop them, they're unstoppable, they can channel energy which is beyond any stoppage. And therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to create a division between them, that they should not be able to get together unless they work on themselves. You need the bitul of yourself to be. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to divide them in Shivim Lashoynes and in Shivim Umes to create a division. Because today, to create unity is not just to create unity. It's to create unity, you need the bitul of yourself, and that's the avoida. The avoida is to be mevatel yourself, and that's the achieve today. Unity is only achievable through the bitul, through an avoida. And that's why the Mikdash, they built a tower. Says the Bnezer, why did they build a tower? Yes, because they didn't want to be spread out. They wanted to create a unity to channel that energy working together. But today, you are different. The only way for you to create unity is being mevatel who you are. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to make them into Shivim Leshoynes, into Shivim Umes, to create a division. That today, to break that division, to create unity, you need to break yourself. And that's the Chelek Avoida, which is breaking the Ani into the Ayin, which the Avoida of Malchus, that is the beginning. And the ultimate tikkun for that is Talmud Bavli. What is Talmud Bavli? What's the mile of Talmud Bavli? Talmud Bavli is the idea of putting different ideas working together. It's the only work that's collective work that was created by a nation, not individual. We didn't have any individual works. And that was a collective conversation, a virtual conversation in the Beis Medrash that lasted for hundreds of years. And the Bavli was, all the idea is to collect these ideas together. The Bavli is different than Yerushalmi, because the Bavli went out of its way to collect Yerushalmi traditions. How far did they collect Yerushalmi traditions? We know that they were Nehusei. Did they know all the Yerushalmi? The Rif says in Neiruvin, yes, they knew all the Yerushalmi. They came to collect all the Yerushalmi. Today, Alisa Gray, in her work on Avodah Zarah, proves that they knew all the Yerushalmi. They incorporated the Yerushalmi into the Bavli. The Bavli is the Aloshon, Because that's a tikkun midah bavel, to create the achdus by mevatel yourself, even though you are man deomer, you are a person, and everybody, but there is a conversation which is anonymous. That's why the bavel is very interesting. It takes individuals, and it creates a collective conversation which there is no one needs, all anonymous. That's why the storm of the Gemara, the narration, and that conversation anonymous. What's the beauty of the Bavli? Did you take people from different generations, different locales, and you put it all together? Because it's a tikkun Bavel. So that's why Rabbi Yochanan, which was the Mechaber of Talmud Yerushalmi, sees the Bavli, how different it is. That's why Bavli is not a Talmud. What it is a tikkun Bavel, to create the achdus, not by the achdus, by creating a conversation of diversity, a unity through diversity to channel. And that's why the Bavli has been so powerful. And therefore, that is the one is Bol Makol, Mishnah, Gemara, and in the Talmud, it includes everything. And that is unique to the Talmud Bavli. Not because it's unique to the Talmud, it's unique to Bavel. That's why Bavel went out of its way to collect the traditions from everybody and to make it Bol Makol, to be a tikkun Migdal Bavel, to create the Achdus, which brings the ultimate power, and therefore the energy and the power of Talmud Bavli is so great that it survived to all generations, and everybody feels when you learn the Bavli, is even meached the generations of today, that when you're learning, you are part of it, because it's meached everything and everyone.